Powerline Productions wants to help you grow in your relationship with Jesus. Because of this, we offer a wide variety of books and ebooks about homeschooling, homeschool classes, and Bible study workshops like Real Men Build. Pastor Mike and Meredith Curtis, along with their daughter Katie Beth Curtis, have written this comprehensive Bible study to help men of all ages grow in leadership in the home, in the church, and in the world. Learn more at powerlineprod.com. That's powerlineprod.com. Powerline Productions, being world changers, raising world changers.
What are those priceless gifts that money can't buy? Well, I can tell you one of the first is the gift of time, creating memories with your children. The next priceless gift is teaching your child the value of spending time with God. In the novel, A Few Minutes with God, written for children and teens, the story unfolds about a struggling family and the gift of hearing God and the outcome, which is a wonderful blessing from the Lord. Your children will want to pray and spend time listening to God after reading this book. Visit MediaAngels.com for more information.
This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at MediaAngels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Hey everyone and welcome. This is Felice Gerwitz with Vintage Homeschool Moms. And I have a very special guest on the line. And today we are going to talk about DIY, do-it-yourself, travel on the cheap. You can find the show notes at VintageHomeschoolMoms.com. And today my special guest is Meredith Curtis. Welcome, Meredith.
Hi, Felice. I'm so excited to be here and talk about traveling, one of my favorite things.
I like to travel, but when I had a lot of little kids, I remember my husband saying to me after a 10-day trip to Virginia, we flew there, we rented a car, we went up to the mountains, we went into D.C., we stayed with my sister-in-law, and when we came back, my husband and I were both looking at each other and going, oh my gosh, we are so exhausted. And so he started saying, we don't need to go on vacation because being married to me every day is a vacation. So that was his little.
That's cute.
So, of course, yeah, we did laugh. And now I kind of roll my eyes a little bit because we've been married for going on 39 years this year. So, you know, I've heard that, you know, for many, many years of my married life to him, that every day married to him is a vacation, which is how life should be, right?
Yes, it should.
Always pray. Well, he thinks he's very humorous, so he always tries to get me to laugh. But Meredith has a great website. You can find her books at Powerline Prod. That's Powerline, P-R-O-D.com, MeredithCurtis.com, and JoyfulAndSuccessfulHomeschooling.com. And I am going to have the links for you on the show notes. And then you can go find Meredith's Facebook page as well, and follow that as well as other social media. And you can find those links on her website. And Meredith has written all kinds of books that are awesome and available on Amazon and on her website. So we are going to talk about traveling on the cheap. And we did do a recording of traveling to Europe on the cheap. And Meredith shared about her vacation there that she recently went on with her entire family that was a real blessing to them. And so when we travel, I've had to do a lot of traveling this past year because my kids were looking at different colleges. And so at some point I'll probably do a podcast on looking at colleges with your kids because I can talk a lot about that at this point, especially after this past year and both my kids, thank you, Lord, are safely settled in a future college. And so I need to praise God for that. But when we traveled, we learned so many different things. And so there's different ways of traveling. One is vacation. Ours was more what I would consider business travel because we were there a really short amount of time. And so we had to, you know, find a flight, find a hotel, rent a car, go to where we were going to go, and then maybe look around the town a little bit, or go like a couple of times, two or three times, I believe, we went to two or three different schools. That was a little bit hectic. I probably wouldn't recommend more than two, but, you know, so you have to look at that. And so obviously the first place to start, Meredith, is researching. So what do you recommend?
Well, you know, you hit on it, Felice. It depends really on where you're going. And at what, no matter what kind of trip you're taking, you have to kind of do research to a different amount. Like if you're just deciding, I'm going to, you know, we're going to take a vacation out west. Wow, that opens up a lot of research to do. Where do you want to go? What things do you want to see? And then once you decide what you want to see, you, you know, figure out where you want to stay and how you want to get there. Do you want to fly out west and rent a car? Do you want to drive? You know, I'm, of course, you guys who live out west would already be there. But it's so easy. It seems like every place now has websites. All the little museums have websites. All the, you know, living museums, all the different amusement parks and hotels. And so it is really easy to do research online, and that's really fun. But even when you're going, like you said, to look at schools, you've got to find a hotel room. You're going to, you know, we had when people, relatives unexpectedly pass away, and then you have to travel to another state and you have to find a place to stay. And sometimes you can stay with relatives and sometimes you can't. So, you know, you have to do different research. But if you want to travel cheap, research is really your best friend. Talk to people, ask them, you know, have they gotten good deals and how did they get them? There are people who just, you know, they decide, okay, we're just going to start saving money to take a trip and we're just going to keep our eye out on these last minute trip deals. And when one comes along we want to do, we just take off and we do it. And that's great for most of us, you know, especially with big families, we couldn't make everyone's schedule work for that. But so research is a big thing and it really helps to look into, you know, different hotel prices and different places you want to go. And is there some kind of, you know, bus or tour that maybe visits three places, you know, when you're out visiting Arizona. So all of that is worth the time and it can be fun, especially if you want to go somewhere, it can be fun to look at the sites. And we use a lot of different places to look for deals. We use Travelzoo, Groupon, Living Social, and all of those and other places will help you to get some really good bargains because they'll kind of take the best of the bargains. TripAdvisor is also a great place to look for restaurants and hotels and all kinds of places all around the world, but especially in the United States. And a lot of times when we're going to go somewhere and, you know, we found a hotel, I'll like look it up on TripAdvisor and see, well, what are people saying about it? How are they rating the hotel? Because, you know, maybe the hotel is a really good price and then you go on TripAdvisor and find out, oh, wow, you know, it's in a crime infested neighborhood. So of course it's a good price, you know, but it's not really a safe place to stay. So that can really make a difference. And so I think for us, it basically the more time you have to plan, the more you can find good deals. But if you're praying and you're, you know, looking and something's unexpected, we have been amazed at finding some really super things, you know, a month out or something like that.
Yeah, and I think that's really important to have the time to plan and not be in a hurry to go, because that has really helped us a lot. And so airlines, you know, there's a lot of hidden costs, which I have learned. And so you can find some really cheap deals. So what have you found with airlines? And then do you want me to handle that one and then you'll add to that?
Well, one of the things that I just had a really bad experience with an airline. I had ordered a ticket for my son. He was going to take a trip with a group. And the trip got canceled, and I had ordered that extra insurance. Right. And so it would, you know, cover anything. It turned out it didn't cover anything except for death and hospitalization, which most airlines will cancel for anyway. So I was stuck having to pay a $350 ticket, and, you know, no one is going to use it. So we contacted them. Yes, we have the insurance. So what they did is they will give me $150 off my next purchase with them, but I have to pay $100. So I'm scared to use them again because, you know, they were very misleading. So in my traveling with airlines, Felice, for the most part, now Mike goes with other places, for the most part, I just go with Southwest because you can change your flights without a fee. You get your bags on free. I've just become very comfortable with them because there are no hidden costs. And that, you know, my family teases me because I'll just, you know, I won't even look at all the low price places. I'll just go to Southwest and like, no, Mom, we can go here on this. And all right. But, you know, I've tended to do that only because I have been misled. What would be the right word? Misled, tricked, into purchasing some things that weren't good.
It's true. Southwest is, it was funny. I was at a counter and I heard some lady arguing with the ticket agent, and she said the only person who gives free baggage is Southwest, and they tend to be a little bit higher depending, not always. And that's kind of why, but not, mm-hmm. not really when you start adding all the things. So, what I found is, what you can do is you can put out alerts, and I use skyscanner.com, and you set the alert to the airport you want to go to and from your home airport. And you tell it arrange, you know, you really need to know exactly when you want to go. It's not good just for general, but
right.
Like, for example, when I'm going to Maryland from Florida to go pick up my daughter this year. So I know when I'm going to be leaving. And then sometimes when you go to book your flight, it will say, do you have flexibility? Because if you have flexibility, then it will give you that option, and it will be cheaper. So I'll say, you know, I want to leave on a Wednesday and I'm going to go one way. Or if I do a round trip, I say when I want to leave and when I want to come home. And then it will send me alerts for when the ticket has dropped. And a couple of things. Number one, if you don't know what a cache is, C-A-C-H-E, learn that word if you do anything on the internet, because every once in a while you need to clear out your cache, and it's not easy to do. Whatever browser you're using, it remembers you unless you're tech savvy and go in the settings and tell it to block your address. Your IP address changes. I'm going to start getting, I know you're going to be bleary eyed, some of you listening to this. So the reason I'm telling you this is if you go online and you try to book, let's say you're going to use Southwest, since we're saying great things about them today, and you're going to go on Southwest and you're going to book and you find a ticket for $300 round trip. Well, if you go 3 hours later, that $300 ticket is now $350. If
right.
you go the next day or a couple of days later, it is now $450, and you're depressed and you're like, we can't afford to go. So what you do is, you, even if you take your computer and you go to your local wherever and connect to their Wi-Fi, it will still do that. So if you don't clear out your cache, it remembers, hey, these people have looked at my website two or three or four different times. They really want to go, so I'm just going to, you know, kind of edge up the ticket.
So oh, if you clear out your cache, they do that?
somehow it seems like it does that. Yes, because we thought we could not afford to go up to New Hampshire where Mike was getting an offer to play. And those tickets are expensive anyway, and it was $350 a round trip. By the time I looked again, it was $500 each, and I said, even if they offer you full scholarship for $1,000, that's not counting our car rental or our hotel for 4 days. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we're going to be paying $2,500 out of pocket. It's going to be ridiculously expensive. So I really prayed, and I really felt the Lord saying, you know, remember, you know, because I kind of know this stuff. I am a little bit techie, very little, but so I did that. I cleared out my cash. I said a prayer and I went online and I did something I never do. And that is, and you can only really do this if you don't have, you know, dates that you have to adhere to. And my poor son had to get out of, you know, he's taking dual enroll classes. And so he had to get out of his class early. But it turned out that we were going to be flying in like at 10 o'clock. I'm tired at night. So we're getting in at 10 o'clock at night. The car rental places are open till midnight. So we were flying into this airport I don't know in New Hampshire. Then we have to get our rental car. Then we have to drive to a hotel. So I'm already thinking, you know, this is a lot. And so I went online and it said, name, you know, not name your price, but here's the hidden cost guaranteed to be cheaper, blah, blah, blah. Because at that point, the tickets were like, I want to say $390 or $425 or something like that a piece. So I thought, well, it's not going to hurt because I don't have to buy it. But it did mm-hmm. make me buy it first. It did show me the times, I believe, before I bought it. I don't even remember. But I decided to take a leap of faith. Because it was the days, we wanted. It mm-hmm. just wouldn't tell me what time. And it turned out that we left here at 2, because I think his class ended like at 1:45, so he had to get out early. We left here at 2 o'clock, landed at 6, which was so much better. And the same thing with our return flight was a so much better time.
Wow. And I guess
at night, which I didn't even see those flights available, and at night is when business people can travel or people that work, you know, so those flights were more expensive. So we got them for like $295 or something like that. And then if you book your car at the same time, if you have a Costco card, I don't know if Sam's does it or one of those warehouses, but if you can book through there, so I have like 12 screens up when I'm planning a trip. So I'll look at my Costco website and it will say, yes, you can get this car for, you know, total of $99 for the 4 days or whatever. Well, I booked a car at the time that I booked my airline. It said, add a car. So I said, okay, you know, let me see what the prices were. And we got a car for the 4 days for $35.
Wow.
Then when we got there, they said, well, before you can leave the parking lot, it was one of those very inexpensive places, you have to check to see if there's any dents. So I went around and I nitpicked and I put every little, I was worried about that. But anyway, it all worked out and we didn't have any dents. And you don't have to buy extra car insurance. Just check with your provider before you leave because your car insurance will cover a car you drive like a rental. You never have to buy the extra insurance.
Yes.
You know, you just have to pay whatever your deductible would be if you were in an accident, and that will save you money. But Skyscanner has helped us more times than I can say. But when you get those alerts, you have to go that day. And then do be careful of luggage because with the cheaper, like I've done really inexpensive flights, and with the cheaper ones, they will charge you baggage. So my kids are a lot more frugal packers than I am, and they'll just take a backpack, and that's fine. You can have one carry-on, but like you cannot take a backpack and a purse. You just have one item that you can put on the plane, and then if you do want to pack or put a bag in, typically, it's $25. Some of these discount airlines can be $40 to $50 a bag. So that's what you have to do is say, okay, this flight is $50 one way and I'm adding a $50 bag. That's $100. Now let me look and see what else is out there for that price. And same thing with cancellation insurance. You have to be careful with that. I have looked and I've emailed them before I bought it. And there's different options of which ones you can buy and which airlines really are good. And so very rarely does that cancellation insurance work. So I agree with you, Meredith. So anything else?
Well, those are great tips. No, I mean, those are great tips with airlines.
And then the other thing is, you know, do be sure that you check in online, get the app on your phone for the airline, because that will alert you if there's any delays. If you take one of the more inexpensive ones, they do have a higher delay rate. So just be aware of that. I try very, very, very hard not to have anything that connects like 55 minutes or less, unless you can walk really fast, because it tends to be you're going to be connecting at the other end of the airport. And so, you know, unless you can walk really fast, or and they will not give you a ride in the airport unless you're in a wheelchair. Or one time we did travel after my husband had hip surgery, and that was the way to go. He was in a wheelchair against his wishes, but we got privileged services everywhere we went. So that was great.
That's so funny.
And then hotels, if you are, if you have a big family, you do want to look for the ones that have breakfast. So those are usually the ones that will say like suites or things like that. We tend to use Hilton. We're a Hilton member, so we have Hilton Honor Points, and we use a credit card to build up our points, you know, pay the credit card off. But it does add points when you, you know, if you like to do that. Some people like to get cash back. And I feel like, you know, it's six of one, half a dozen of the other, whatever.
Right.
You know, it just depends on what you want. But we have also a family member who works for Hilton, extended family, and what he does is, it's the nice little voice when you call the 800 number. He's a person who sits at home, and they make quite a bit of money. It's not bad money. He's a stay-at-home dad, and his kids are all in school now, my nephew. But he put us on the Hilton.com/go, and you have to be set up by someone who works for Hilton. So if you know someone who does, that would be willing to set that up for you, which is really, really awesome, because I can go to Hilton and use my points. Like, for example, if I want a free night, I'll just use points, or you can use points in cash. But if I go to Hilton Go many times, like this weekend, we're going to be staying up in Tampa because my son's playing a game up there. And then we're going to go to Tampa to help my in-laws move. And I was able to get a Embassy suite, which is two bedrooms. It's four beds. So two double beds and then a pullout couch that's a bed, for $60 for the night. So,
wow.
And that does have breakfast, and their breakfast at Embassy Suites are really good.
Oh, yeah, they
can
are.
Have the make your own omelets. That's like my new, the one in Atlanta was unbelievable. I don't know. We'll see what the one. Every other one has failed in comparison to the one that's up in Georgia that we set, Mike and I went to. And then, did I say Orlando? I think I meant Atlanta. But it was, again, a $50 night. And you do have to book out, because if you wait to the last minute, sometimes they're available and sometimes they're not. So that's, you know, what I found is if you, you know, it's free to be a member. It doesn't cost anything. Sometimes if you go to their website, they'll start emailing, you know, and you sign up for whatever, you know, something free. They'll start emailing you and they'll say things like, you know, get 50,000 points for free. So a lot of people set up just, you know, some Gmail account or Yahoo account where they just get things like that. And then when they want to go to that specific email and look to see if they have any offers, they do that. so that you're not junking up your inbox with a bunch of offers, because then you get tired of seeing them all.
That is true.
You unsubscribe. Yeah, never spam anything, please, just from having the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. And a lot of times people will say, you know, I didn't get your freebie last month. And I'll say, well, look in spam and see if our email's there, and they'll find it in there. And they say, well, I always subscribe to your email. Why is it in spam? And I said, well, sometimes if there's a bunch of people who don't want to unsubscribe, you know, they'll just click spam because they don't want to see it anymore. So I'm always very, very mindful of other people and emails I may or may not have signed up for. But, you know, I am very careful about that. If you are traveling alone and maybe don't eat a big breakfast, do look, because I found on average, if I was just paying for a hotel, the ones that have breakfast are more expensive. So I could maybe find a hotel for $70, like you said, on TripAdvisor, one of those, for $70 or $80 a night that does not have breakfast. It might be a little bit nicer. And then a hotel that does have breakfast is going to be like $139. Well, that's
right.
Quite a bit of a difference. But if you've got six or eight people or however many you're traveling with, that's a bargain, you know, compared to how much kids eat. And, you know, my kids will take, like, you know, breakfast bars or an apple or, you know, banana or some fruit or yogurt or whatever, you know, with them to eat later. So I always feel like we get our bargain when we do have the breakfast there.
Right. And, you know, speaking of food, you can, when you travel, bring a lot of food that doesn't need to be refrigerated, like granola bars, juice boxes, things like that, that you can use for breakfast and lunch. And that can save a lot of money, especially, you know, so that you don't have to stop at fast food because people are thirsty or they're hungry. For hotels, we use a website called hotels.com. And my daughter went out to Eric and Leslie Ludi's school, Bible school out in Colorado. And I flew out with Juliana and we decided to go to Pikes Peak and visit a few places. So we went on hotels.com and we found hotel rooms for the different places we were staying, and they were really nice. And so that is another place to find really cheap rates on hotels. I know there are a lot of travel places, but hotels.com is just hotels.
Yeah. So. And I do want to warn you against the vacation packages, because they tend to not be a deal. Like, I'm talking about when you, you know, will pay $10,000 or $15,000 for a lifetime membership to a hotel. That tends to not be a deal over time, because you may be paying $500 or $600 a year in maintenance, and that fee can go up. And even if it is a place that is very swanky, you know, it's still never enough room. Because I always laughed when we would go sometimes and get the free weekend somewhere and go look at these things. And when they heard how many kids I had, you know, I said, I need something for five kids and two adults. And they said, oh, well, you'd have to get the double condo and da-da-da. And we don't, you know, we very rarely have those. So I couldn't even go to the free vacation thing with my whole family unless we booked out just to go for free, quote unquote. And then it always turned out to be so much. If you do want one of those, you can find them for sale very inexpensively, where people will let you just take over their yearly membership because they just want out. And so, you know, those are like the timeshare things. So like I said, those are very rarely, a good thing. And, you know, it really boxes you in, even though they say you can pick all these different places, those tend to, even for the members, not be available. So
I agree with you.
Things. Yeah,
I agree with you completely on that. And one of the things that we've done is a lot of times we rent a condo, and other times we will rent a house, and we'll, one of the places we like to go is Cinnamon Beach, and that's on the East Coast, just south of St. Augustine, north of Daytona. And you know, you can rent a house or a condo there, and then you have access to the clubhouse and the pool and the beach, and it makes for a very nice, relaxing family vacation. And you bring your own food, and you cook in the hotel room. So it's pretty cost efficient for a large family. And another way to vacation on the cheap is for two families to go in together, or even three, for a beach house, because you can find, I don't know if it's this way everywhere, but in Florida, you can find beach houses that sleep like 16 or 20 people. And I mean, they're huge. So that is, you have to really want a vacation with the family. You know, you need to know each other well, not get there and say, why did I do this? But that can be a really inexpensive way to vacation. And especially like when we're actually taking a vacation, a place to get really cheap houses and condos, surprisingly, is near Disney World. Now, all the Disney-owned things are really, really expensive, but there is so much competition there. There's developments that are like 20 minutes from Disney, and they're just all homes that are rental homes. And I took my worship team down to one of them for a worship team retreat, and I was shocked at how cheap it was. And we stayed, you know, we stayed for a long weekend, I think. And then Laura and I stayed a couple days extra, and we just did like, you know, some business planning and things like that. So it really was a cool, that's been a neat place to, when you go to Disney World, of course, then you're going to spend all your money there, but you can find really inexpensive places if you look. And and also hotel rooms near Disney. And of course, if you go there, you can go to Universal, you can go to, you know, the pool, the big water places, and there's all kinds of stuff to do besides, you know, Disney World. So anyway, that's just some places. A lot of times when you're going to a big city, when you're going to, you know, a place that's a popular tourist attraction, if you don't have to stay in like the big name places, you can find a lot of really good deals 5 or 10 minutes out.
Right. And a lot of times you're not staying in your hotel room, you know, so that's something to take into consideration as well. And if it's a time like spring break, especially in Florida and you're on the coast, it's very, very ridiculously priced. So it's hard to, but the other thing too, I wanted to share, Anne came down for spring break and we stayed at a hotel on Cocoa Beach that was ridiculously priced. So I did use my point, but, they were the most uncomfortable beds, and I don't know why they were so hard, but they were. And even my husband, who always says he wants a very hard bed, said, well, this has cured me. I'd no longer want a hard bed. And then my boys came, and none of them have a lot of, you know, padding on them. They're pretty lean kids. And the one in particular also said that was just horrible. Like, he debated going home the next night. And I said, no, it's your sister's birthday. You know, she's only here for a little bit. So we're just going to all, and he, you know, deal with it. And he actually put the comforter on top because it was warm anyway and slept on top of the blanket. So when they asked me when I was checking out, you know, well, how did you like your accommodations? And I said, well, truthfully, I said, we stay at these hotels all the time, but the beds were unbelievably hard. And she goes, oh my gosh. Well, you know, we'll just credit you a night. So I was very, very happy to get a credit for the night. And I said, well, I use points. And she said, that's okay. We'll credit you what the one night would have been here. So they credited me, you know, money on my credit card. And I got to, you know, my points were used. I didn't get points back, but that was really nice. So, yeah, you know, I tend not to complain. So, you know, if you do it nicely, I think, it always is beneficial. You know, sometimes they do something and sometimes they don't. We were at one hotel that didn't tell us, and they do now. They all have it in big letters, you know, this will be renovated at this time and the pool may not be in use, or this, you know. But at the time, they did not let us know it was under renovation. So like we had planned to, because we had been there before, so we had planned to eat there. They had a little like kiosk place. And anyway, all that stuff was gone. And so I was really upset, and they wouldn't do anything about it. You know, they just said, because I said, if I could leave, I would. But we were only going to be there for one night anyway. But if it's under, you know, to make sure it's not being renovated, because that's another thing. Well, hopefully these little tips have helped you and will allow you to save money. And we will have lots of show notes and links to some of the places we talked about at DIY Travel on the Cheap at VintageHomeschoolMoms.com. And also want to give a shout out for Meredith and her team over on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. You have a podcast over there. So why don't you share with us about your podcast, Meredith?
Okay. I have a podcast called Finish Well, and it is a radio show geared to teens and their parents. So all the shows, almost all, some are specifically for parents, some are specifically for teens, but most are for parents and or teens, and topics that are really relevant. And so when some of my recent ones have been, when will I be loved? And just dealing with that horrific feeling of, will someone ever love me? Will I ever find my husband or wife? And we dealt with that. And then we also, I did one on George Washington, a hero for all times. And I have several podcasts on life lessons for from history. One is called Don't Be a Nimrod. And it just basically looks at what we can learn from Nimrod in the Bible. And one of my more recent ones is what are the benefits, the seven benefits of reading classics, and, you know, why they're good for you, not just teenagers, but parents as well. So I think my last one was how to enjoy studying history. So they're all, you know, different, and but I think you'll really enjoy them, and I hope you'll visit us. And we're on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network, and then you just look for Finish Well, and we're there.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Meredith, for coming on with me today and sharing your travel tips. Always great to have you, and enjoy being on the air with you.
Thank you so much, Felice. I loved being here, and God bless everyone, and I hope you get to travel and you save lots of money doing it.
Great. Take care. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.